My name is Ketia Aurelien, K-E-T-S-I-A-A-U-R-E-L-I-E-N. This dictation is for Evelyn Milo, E-V-E-L-I-N, middle initial J, last name M-I-L-O. This recording was done on October 6, 2022. Number one, chronic kidney disease, stage two. This CKD has improved from a 3A to a stage 2 with BUN of 20 from 18, creatinine of 0.95 from 1.11, and GFR of 72 from 57. There is no activity in the urinary sediments and no available lab results to calculate the for protein in the urine, period. The patient, this CKD is also related to a loss of renal mass associated with one kidney. The patient is status post right nephrectomy secondary to Staghorn. Period. She reports left flank and pelvic pain for the past 2 weeks. Period. She denied passing any stones recently. Period. Interstitial nephritis secondary to nephrolithiasis is part of the differential. Period. We will order a post void pelvic ultrasound to further assess the pelvic pain, and a KUB to further assess the left flank pain. The patient had a renal ultrasound completed on the 2nd of September, which reveals surgically absent right kidney and a normal-sized left kidney of 12.1 centimeters, which has an old infarct in the lower lobe of the left kidney anteriorly, as well as lobulated left kidney. There is no evidence of urinary bladder distension, and the ultrasound is otherwise unremarkable of the kidney and urinary bladder, period. The patient denies any hematuria or burning, period. She would like to have the ultrasound done to rule out any other issues. Period. We will follow up in 3 weeks to review the results. Period. If there is any suspicion for any abnormalities, the patient is probably going to have to follow up with a urologist for further evaluation of the pelvic pain. Period. Next line. Nephrolithiasis. We will order a KUB for further evaluation of the left flank pain, which had started 2 weeks ago, period. The renal ultrasound done in September did not reveal any stones, period. The patient states she had past cystoscopies, period. If there is any evidence of any blockages related to the stone, she may have to follow up with a urologist. Period. Next line. Hypertension. Arterial hypertension. Her initial blood pressure was 145/100. We repeated the blood pressure and it is 122/80. Period. She states her blood pressure readings at home are usually stable, period. We advise her to decrease her intake of sodium in the diet and to drink adequate amount of fluids due to the renal stones, period. Next line. Hyperlipidemia with unremarkable lipid panel. Continue with the current regimen. Next line. Coronary artery disease status post PCI and stent. She follows up with cardiology. Next line, she is status post appendectomy in July 2022 and has a gastroscopy coming up with GI in November, period. Next line, the patient says she had passed renal stones only 4 times her entire life and has been dealing with renal stones since she was a child. The last time she passed stones was 4 years ago, period. We advised her to drink lemon water and to decrease her intake of sodium in the diet and to drink an adequate amount of fluid, although not too much, period. We will reevaluate this case in 3 weeks with lab work and to review the results of the test and